Let's talk episode one, and I've seen 1.5 of the episodes. I'm assuming you've seen both of them.
1.5?
Yeah, I forget.
Why didn't you finish it?
Because I have very poor time management, and my dad, when I was watching episode 2, and my dad came in to tell me about this property that he went to look at in Tasmania. It's going to be a great investment. And I was like, all right, Dad, I'm trying to watch The Bachelor here. So,
but is it good enough to be featured on The Bachelor as one of the locations that they visit?
I reckon. He said the house is average, but he said the landscape's nice, so.
No. Oh, I mean, maybe that'd be a one-on-one date and they can have dinner outside.
Yeah, they're going to spruce it up a bit, the producers.
Yeah, certainly not towards the end of the show when we're getting to the fantasy suite.
Yeah, oh, God. Yeah, see, I didn't even
in
know.
Which they have the option.
I didn't even know what these words mean. Yeah, right. Because basically, look,
Everyone is assumed to be asexual up until the point. Yeah. Just before the finale.
Well, I wondered that because even I saw, just to set the scene, if you haven't watched much of The Bachelor, it's in season 5. This guy, Matty J, he was the guy that got rejected at the very finale last year or whatever the last one was. It might have been this year. And then basically it's his turn to sort of have these...
Find love.
Yeah, find love and all that stuff. And so he... They've had the intro, which is the first sort of episode, and then this second episode is, of course, date number one with a girl called Elora, who made an entrance doing this, like, fire dancing thing, and that was very... All the girls got very angry about that because she was getting his attention or whatever. And that automatically... I just don't understand the... For me, how do you see... Like, I couldn't... I hate over-competitiveness just as a general trait, and that seems to be what this whole show
that
is.
That is the running theme of this show.
Yeah. Like, it just...
They're competing for his heart, Bryce.
They're
in it to win it, they're not... there to make friends.
Ah, and that's what one girl said. She said, even said to her friends, right, this girl, oh my God, it's the villain. What's the villain's name again?
Probably Jen.
Yeah, so she said to her friends, she said, it was Laura and Sean or whatever, she said, you know, you guys are my crew, you know, my gals, but if Kush comes to shove, I'll walk all over you to get to Matty J. And
totally.
It's just...
It's cutthroat.
Is that normal behaviour on this show?
Absolutely.
Really?
I mean, I think the Australian girls really, I don't know, there's an edge of them just being mean for the sake of being mean because they know that that will mean they get more airtime.
Right.
In the American version, I feel as though it's a lot more authentic, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Those girls, or those, you know, contestants, because of course there's Bachelorette, which I find a lot more entertaining, to be honest. Yeah, I don't know. It's just their anger is a lot more real.
Whereas here,
I'm not sure.
Yeah. Well,
I'm just never convinced.
That's what
They're just trying to be characters.
I wasn't sure because as a first-time watcher, I'm not sort of clued in on how much of it could be fake. And so I found myself sitting there getting so angry on behalf of all this stupid stuff of, like, I can't believe they're talking about Elora.
That's a waste of your energy.
Yeah, and I feel like it might be.
Is it
fake? Like, I don't know how the... How much is known as sort of civilians?
It's like they create these situations, right? Like they put them in these really artificial kind of date scenarios where they don't even kiss on their first date.
Well, that's what I thought was so strange.
I'm so baffled that they would already have met. They've had their cocktail night like twice now maybe, and then they go on this date and they don't even kiss.
Yeah, yeah. Matty J and the girl were in their like swimmers and they're like hugging each other and stuff, and then he said, I don't want to kiss her yet because I want to make it special or something. What do you mean special, bro?
What the fuck? We're in the 21st century. And that's the thing. That's the thing is, as I said earlier, they are assumed to be asexual until proven otherwise, which is not allowed until the very second to last episode in the American version. I actually can't remember if they do it in the Australian version. Do they know?
I think it's... You would have heard it, right?
But you know what? It was a huge controversy a couple of years ago in the American version with The Bachelorette.
Yeah.
When said Bachelorette, shock horror, has, you know, sex drive.
Yeah.
And wanted to sleep with one of these guys she's attracted to and whom she's dating.
Yeah.
Crazy.
And so there was
what a raging slut. How dare she?
I get, it's a very weird narrative because I even found, and this is what I'm just like so baffled by, is like even in the first episode, you know, there was, it opens up with Matty J and his mum was like, it was so hard for me to watch you get heartbroken. And Matty J is like, you know, family means everything. And I want this girl to get along with my mum. And I have a nephew. And he's talking to his nephew like it's an adult who he can't understand you, bro. Shut up. And he's like, oh, I'm going to get a girlfriend like Leo, whatever the freaking nephew's name is. And it was just so
the nephew doesn't care.
The nephew doesn't give any craps at all. And no. I just, yeah, very, very, look, a lot to talk about. I think
there is a lot to talk about. And we have not even touched on the fact that the girls presented to him do not actually in any way, shape or form reflect the diversity of our Australian community.
No, yeah.
Instead, they are closer to reflecting perhaps, Aryan get together.
Yeah, well, that's we're going to have to save it for next week because I'm very interested in because I was trying to work out, is that because Matty J has said, oh, don't.
I'm only into white chicks.
Or is it a thing? Yeah. We're going to pick your brain so much over these next couple of weeks with this show. And yeah.
So much to deconstruct.
Absolutely. Well, look, we've only just scratched the surface, but Courtney, I'm already looking forward to next week. We will chat to you then.
We'll see you then, Bryce.